Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Ian, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios, how are you today? Wow, what a day this is going to be. I got to tell you, the un-Americans are coming at us like crazy. I mean, they're out of the woodwork. They're coming unglued. They're absolutely coming unglued. You would not believe the New Republic. Just ban all guns. Just ban all guns. The New York Times, ban guns. There's up on Drudge Report right now. Obama will move on guns. He's going to create his own law as if he can do that. You know, the dear leader. And he seems to have a lot of support from those I call the un-Americans. And if you ever have any questions about what I mean by being un-American, now you know. But there is one individual who writes about this stuff like no other, because it's in his bones, it's in his DNA, it's what he does. And that's A.W.R. Hawkins over at Breitbart News. So we've made today A.W.R. Hawkins Day. Again, here's why. When you just Google up his name, you'll see everything he's written in just the last several days. I want you to take a listen to some of these headlines. December 10th, today, AP, executive action imminent to expand background checks for gun buyers. That just came out a mere hours ago. Boston Globe, if people on no-fly list are so dangerous, why aren't they under arrest? Gun control via no-fly list distracts from California's failed laws. Enrique Marquez to be indicted for San Bernardino terror. I'm still on the 10th. I'm still on today's date. The 9th, San Francisco Chronicle columnist. Dems want to destroy NRA more than Islamic State. On the 9th, Kurt Russell, absolutely insane to think gun control will change terrorists. I'm going to play that for you after AWR's departure today. Julianne Moore, Jennifer Aniston, and Amy Schumer make video selfie gun control ad with Obama. And then on and on. And I'm still on December 9th, so let's go right to him. It's A.W.R. Hawkins Day. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Always a pleasure, brother. Thank you for putting pen to paper or fingertip to keyboard, man. You're really keeping it out there for us.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for the kind words there.
Hey, A.W.R., you're busier than a bee, man. I know you are. You're busier than a one-armed paper hanger. Is that okay? Because somewhere out there, there's a one-armed paper hanger, and I'm going to get all chewed up because it's not politically correct. Good.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I wish I wouldn't. I wish that I wasn't writing about Obama's unilateral gun control push. I wish I wasn't writing about, you know, Senator Joe Manchin's attempt to expand background checks after expanded background checks failed so miserably in California. I wish I wasn't writing about that stuff. I'd rather write every now and then about a Kurt Russell who comes out and basically calls the interviewer an idiot for thinking gun control is going to fix anything. That's what I wish I could write about just every now and then, not to the level that I have to write the other stuff. Because, as you said, the left is relentless, the anti-Americans are relentless, and they see this as their opportunity.
Boy, they're taking advantage of it. And again, I want to point out to you, wherever you're listening to AWR talk about this today, that we are winning this battle. I want to remind you of that. We are, in fact, winning this battle. Yeah, you know, you we're winning the war, let me put it that way. You know, you lose a battle from time to time. It happens. Ask some of the Confederate and Union generals, if you could, right? Ask any general. Ask anybody. You're going to win a battle, you're going to lose a battle. The overall war, we are winning this war. And that is evidence. AWR, tell me if you agree with this statement. That's evidence by the fact that they are, in fact, so relentless and so hysterical. My theory on that is that they know their Messiah's term is coming to an end, and they know they're in trouble afterwards. Is there any truth to that, do you think?
No, I think you're right. Somebody that we both know but that I spoke to in confidence, I'll just say this individual is highly respected. And when the New York Times ran that slappy little piece either on the 4th or the 5th where they put their editorial on the front page calling for gun bans and confiscation, this individual who I speak with fairly regularly said, you know what? You know what I see? I said, what? He said, desperation.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's what you're saying. I agree. At the same time, desperate people can succeed if we just lie down and do nothing. So we can't do that.
Now we can't let this go. We have to answer this. And I'm like you. I'd much rather be talking about, oh, I don't know, maybe the new gun I bought today. I bought a Glock 43 today. I'd much rather be talking. Yeah, what a great gun. I shot it, you know, for about an hour today. I love that. I'd much rather be talking about the fact that my wife has a new Glock 43 today. And that I might have to take it from her.
Right.
Those are things that I like to be talking about. But then we have this that pops up today. And it changes the narrative, really does. It changes the conversation from what you and I have to talk about. Executive action imminent to expand background checks for gun buyers. Take it away, brother. You just wrote about it. It's at the top of your list today.
Well,
what do we need to know?
There's nothing really to say. They're cryptic with it. There's one of two ways. You know, it's either thinking about a general expansion of background checks. I don't see any way that's possible, not legally. That's number one. Or number two, he's talking about the idea he's been floating where he's going to set an arbitrary limit. If you're a private gun owner and you're selling a gun every now and then, maybe you sell three or four a year, he wants to set an arbitrary limit. If you sell, say, more than 10 a year, you got to do a background check for every sale. Or if you sell more than 50 a year. You're not an FFL. You're not a federal firearm license holder. You're not a store. You're not a retailer. But he's trying to find a threshold where he can start to come into the home to say, even if you don't own a business, if you're going to sell that .22 rifle, you got to get a background check. That's what he's trying to do. I think that is the most likely way that he's going to go. But in the midst of all this, your listeners, my readers, need to remember, overarching the backdrop to all this is California. San Bernardino attacks happened in a state with expanded background checks. Didn't make a bit of difference. Less than a week before those attacks, the Planned Parenthood shooter opened fire in Colorado Springs. Their expanded background checks didn't make any difference. The Halloween shooter in Colorado Springs, their expanded background checks didn't make any difference. But the ideologue doesn't care if the gun control is successful. He simply wants gun control for gun control's sake, and that's what we're up against.
Oh, great way to put that. What a way to phrase that. That lines up perfectly with what's wrong with everybody having health care?
Right.
It lines up right smack up with, well, we have to do something. It doesn't matter if it works.
Right.
Because when you say this, again, this is why you're listening to award-winning journalist A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart. And if you want to read everything we're talking about that he puts on paper, or puts up on the web, we'll use the old school lingo, that he types up, head over to Breitbart News. Just Google A.W.R. Hawkins and you'll find everything, every headline I just read you will pop up. And I highly recommend that you get neck deep in it. Don't just be a headline surfer and read what the mainstream media is putting out. Read what A.W.R., read why he's an award-winning journalist when it comes to defending your Second Amendment rights. This is why, this conversation is why. But it goes back to that whole straw man is a way to say it, AWR. Let's just set this up here so that we can say, okay, well, there it is, and we can knock it down later if we have to, but at least we did something. It doesn't matter that it doesn't work, right? But because we know that's the first step in building stairs to their ultimate goal, which is, in fact, confiscation. Now, I predicted, and I think you were on the show, and I predicted it to you, that they were going to start calling for confiscation after Oregon. And man, they ain't let me down. Have they let you down?
No, they're not letting anybody down. You know, the New York Times came right out and did that. I will say this, too. It's as if, and I know you're not, but it's as if you're reading Senator Joe Manchin's words, because Senator Joe Manchin pushed expanded background checks the day after the San Bernardino attack, the day after he pushed them. His colleagues voted them down, and Manchin said, well, we got to do something. Well, why? Why do you have to do anything that is going to put the law-abiding citizen at a disadvantage? And that's what gun control does every time. It empowers the criminal. It weakens the position of the law-abiding citizen. There's just no way around that. So why does gun control have to be part of the solution unless, as you say, Mark, the ultimate goal is confiscation?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that's the ultimate goal. What I want to do, AWR, is I want to get one of them to admit it. And I've got a copy of that New York Times piece, okay? And I have it wrapped in plastic. And I'm going to hold that thing up. Anytime I have a conversation with somebody that tells me we have to do something, but we don't want it to, I'm going to ask him, do you want to take our guns away? No, that's not what I want to do. Do you believe with the New York Times piece? You know, I would love to sit down with a guy like Dan Gross from the Brady campaign and ask him his thoughts on the New York Times piece. Now, I know what they'll tell you. They'll stick to their bullet points. They'll deflect the question. That's what they do in front of the media. But the fact remains that absolutely nothing they propose, unless there was a complete wipeout of firearms, right. would work. And by that, I mean you'd have to end firearms existence on planet Earth. And we all know that's pie in the sky, unicorn farting fairy dust, correct?
Right. It's absolutely correct. It's not going to happen. And I mean, here's the thing. You're hitting on something. You're not saying it, but I bet you're thinking it. But, you know, they're using a terror attack to further their gun control agenda. They see this attack as an opportunity. And I know what I'm going to say is a little bit tricky, and people might not agree with it, and that's fine. But here's what I think. I think it's also an opportunity for us.
All right, stop right there. AWR, stop right there if you would. I want to stop you with, it's an opportunity for us. We're taking a break. When we come back, I want you to elaborate on that. Award-winning journalist AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I'm talking with AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist from Breitbart News. You can read everything AWR writes at Breitbart.com, and I highly recommend that you get neck deep in everything he talks to you about every day when it comes to your right to keep and bear arms and this incredible threat, this incredible barrage and attack that we are, it's a blitzkrieg, nothing short of it, a relentless attack that we are under from the enemies of our rights right here in this, right here in our own country. They are nothing short of un-American. AWR, welcome back. You were talking about how this might play into our, you know, it might be work out in our favor. I'd like you to go ahead and continue. Father Time got in our way there. Go ahead, if you would,
sir. That's all right. That was my fault. I should have known that break was coming up. Well, here's what we have. Let me rewind. We have the Democrats see an opportunity, terrorist attack, opportunity for Democrats to take away freedom. That's what they see. Well, here's what I think we have that we also have to recognize, and it's this. That terror attack unsettled a lot of people who probably had somehow remained settled until it happened. A lot of those people are the people I wrote about like yesterday, the day before, a couple of days ago. There are a lot of those people are those first-time gun buyers who are now flooding into gun stores, buying guns so fast that stores in Indiana and in Virginia and in Georgia say that once they sell out of their stock of AR-15s, they're not even going to be able to get new ones because the demand has gotten that high. That has changed the paradigm because now you've got some people who may have been indifferent to our cause, to the cause of freedom, a week and a half ago. After these terror attacks, they will never again be the same. And so what we're going to have to find out, and only time will tell, did the terror attack do more to provide an opportunity for the Democrats, or did the terror attack do more to remind Americans, ultimately, your freedom and your safety is in your own hands? And we're going to see which one of those worldviews wins out. And I believe there's a good chance that it will be the gun owners. And I don't mean that with violence. I don't mean that with using the guns in a wrong way. I just simply mean a change in mentality where gun control, it's already plummeting among American people. It will fall even further out of favor. That's what I think might happen.
I'm with you lockstep in that. I absolutely am. I believe that the Democrats, the Democrat socialists that they call themselves, have miscalculated terribly as we approach 2016 in the upcoming elections. I think they've miscalculated terrible, and it's going to cost them dearly. Poll after poll after poll will show a slight spike for got to do something, and then all of a sudden, when Obama opens his mouth, that poll tends to reverse, and Americans buy guns in droves, by the millions. In fact, I'm proud and honored to report to you that since Barack Obama has been president, there are 100 million new guns in your hands. Congratulations if you're one of those 100 million that purchased a new gun. But no doubt, I think you're right. I really do. I agree with you. Let's go with some of the topics, the headlines that you've been writing about. This one I love. If people on a no-fly list are so dangerous, AWR Hawkins, why aren't they under arrest?
Yeah. I mean, look, what a genius move. That's the Boston Globe. And what a genius observation. And isn't it true? If the people are so dangerous that we can't trust them with airplanes or guns, then why are they walking around among us? I'll guarantee you, you could take this as fact or not, but I can tell you it is. If I knew my neighbor posed such a great threat to my wife that I couldn't let her walk in and out of the house safely, I would set up a chair in front of his house, and I'd sit there with a Mossberg 500. Let him get the message. Either he could find a new neighborhood, or he could mess up, and I would cut him in half. But this toleration, this idea that I'm going to change my behavior because he's a thug or he's a criminal, that's not going to work. And that's what the Boston Globe is hitting on. They're going, look, these people are so bad, take them out of society. Don't change society to meet them. And it's a great point.
Yeah, the overarching thing here is this, and that is we do not change or eliminate American freedoms because of the actions of enemy combatants on our soil. It's absolutely ludicrous to even suggest. But this is where the Democrats are expert in manipulation, AWR. As you well know, control the media, control the message. You control the message. You control the masses, brother. And that's exactly what they're working towards doing. And to a large part, they're successful when it comes to the headline surfers. As you know, I'm no fan of the media. Let's go over to this Enrique Marquez. You've been writing about him a little bit. This is the guy that supplied or bought, anyway, the two AR-15s, which are not combat rifles. They are semi-automatic 223, common sport rifles used by over 5 to 7 million Americans lawfully every single day. What's up with this cat? What can you tell us? Anything?
Well, I can't, because this is puzzling to me. Here's the deal. Unless somebody made an error in reporting, and it's too widespread, I don't believe there's an error. Syed Farouk bought two handguns for the attack. He bought those guns himself. So there's a man that passes a background check to buy guns. If you can legally purchase a gun, there's no law against the person selling you a gun privately. There's simply not. The only time selling a gun privately becomes a problem is if you're selling it to someone who ought not be able to buy it. So I don't see a federal statute that's violated. But now there are state statutes because, again, California has all the gun control that they wish they had in D.C., and that includes registration for assault weapons, registration anytime those change hands. So if that wasn't followed, I can see state charges, no problem, and they could be very harsh charges, but because the charges are pending at the federal level, I'm somewhat perplexed with what they're going to do unless they can prove that he knew the guns were wanted for terrorist activity. If they can prove that, it's a whole other ballgame, and he may never see sunshine again if they could prove that.
Yeah, look, they've got somebody that's alive and breathing right now. This guy's a scapegoat. I don't think he's going to see sunshine ever again either. Regardless, they're going to nail this guy. So was that a straw purchase?
I don't see – I'm just telling you, I don't see how it's a straw purchase. If Farouk was able to pass background checks for the handguns he bought. Now, you know, if Farouk had been on the no-fly list, which he wasn't, but if he had been – yeah, it'd have been a straw purchase. You know, a straw purchase is a purchase where I buy a gun for somebody who can't legally buy a gun for themselves. If I buy a gun and 2-3 months later I don't like the action on the trigger and I sell it to somebody, I sell it to my neighbor, as long as my neighbor can legally own a gun, that's no straw purchase. And so I don't know the situation surrounding that sale. And so I don't see a straw purchase at all with what I see. But, of course, the feds may not have released all the details.
Yeah, in all likelihood, they probably have, and I'm sure that information will come out. But you do have scapegoat, no doubt about it. His goose is cooked. He's done. He's toast. 424, we've got 60 seconds. 424 mass shooting casualties in the U.S. since Obama took office. 508 in France during past year alone. You got about 30 seconds.
That's it. Well, you just said it all. 424 mass shooting casualties since 2009. In the U.S., 508 in Paris this year alone. Paris, mental background checks, criminal background checks, bans on assault weapons, gun licensing. You have to visit the doctor once a year to own a gun. You have to go to a gun range, be a member of a gun club, gun storage laws, ammo storage laws, all of that. Doesn't matter.
A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News, award-winning journalist of the year, 2015 at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Now you know why. A.W.R., thank you for making AWR Hawkins Day. Again, we're going to keep up the conversation. When I come back, I've got some audio to play and everything else. AWR, thanks for being here, brother.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me, and that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios and having just a hoot of a time.
I love this part of my day. I love when I get to take everything I look at and read all day and all night and bring it to you in a show and create theater of the mind and have some fun with you and essentially just fill your prescription for freedom. The show's growing. We've got new stations we're adding. I'll tell you about those as time passes by in the next few days. And we've got just a lot going on. And when you have the enemies of freedom, and these are internal enemies of freedom, these people are your, could be your neighbors. Just mass hysteria. Oh, we got to ban, we're going to ban guns. Oh. Clueless, incapable of thinking logically and connecting the dots. This is what happens when people let their emotions get away from them. And these are, this is what happens, quite frankly, when you have your head stuffed too far up your media. All right? So pull your head out of your media. Don't be one of those people. Kurt Russell. You know who Kurt Russell is, right? He's Wyatt Earp in the movie Tombstone. Classic. Because of him in that movie, I've been to Tombstone, Arizona at least once a year for the past 20-plus years. Well, Kurt Russell was, as an actor, you know, he's in the Hateful Eight movie, Quentin Tarantino. I'm no Tarantino personal fan. His movies are okay. But he's in the Hateful Eight movie. It's a Western genre, and he was talking with a reporter afterwards. You see the movie, some theater of the mind, the movie Pretty Woman, right?
Remember Julia Roberts when she sits down in the hotel with the reporters, they come in. Well, this is what actors do when they're talking about their roles. They schedule this kind of stuff. And he was having a conversation with a Hollywood reporter. And I'm going to play that conversation for you. I hope it plays all the way through. It's going to run about 4 minutes. And then afterwards, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, will be here to comment. And then we're going to talk to him because he works at a gun shop about all the hardware flying off the shelf. So lots to cover. Take a listen to Kurt Russell. See if we can get this to play for you. Can we get this to play for you? We'll get this to play for you. Hold on one second. Let me try this one more time. We'll see if we can get it to play.
The Quentin...
There we go.
Cult, if you will, is like 23 years old, starting with Reservoir Dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was... He's sort of the guy who introduced the idea of violence as attitude, violence as fashion, violence as style. You know, it wasn't exactly dealt with in an earnest, this is real way. It's,
right.
You know, it's a swagger thing.
Yeah.
I was just looking in the New York Times this morning, and the guy interviewed many, many people from the Midwest and from the West about San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic conclusion is that there's everybody out there has this feeling of anxiety about when's the next one.
All right. Will mine. How do you connect the dots for me?
I think that there's a feeling about shootings and violence different now in 2015 than it was in the mid-90s.
Oh, sure. It's not the 90s.
But Quentin's doing the same game, more or less.
Quentin does what he does, yeah. And Quentin's, he's like painting a picture, or he's like writing a story, or he's like a filmmaker.
Right.
No, I think that to mix and match reality with fantasy is something I don't understand, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I think that we should understand the difference. I think that, you know, to mix today's politics with, for instance, in this case, a fictional tale about just right after the Civil War.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about ground level, water table, a feeling that's in people's bones that this New York Times piece was talking about. People are genuinely, you know, between Paris and San Bernardino, there's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day aspect coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know.
I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since what, the 7th century or something? Well, I don't know.
We all know that right now guns is a trope. It's a it's not a trope, it's a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
But it's statistically...
You can look. If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're like out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need. That will change the concept of gun culture, as you call it, to something of reality, which is, if I'm a hockey team and I got a guy bearing down on me as a goaltender,
right,
I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do.
I get that.
To stop him. That's when things change. So then you go to movies and you say, what has that got to do with nothing? Movies are movies. It's like a painting. That's like a song. That's like a book. It's like, to me, what's fun about movies, and what, for instance, in this one, what Tarantino does, is there's a genre here. It's the Western genre. And like the sci-fi genre, it allows you to ask the big questions. That's hard to do in other genres without looking silly or looking funny, but in these genres, I think you're allowed to. And I like the fact that what Quentin does with this is he asks some real big questions about America, about race, about individuals' attitudes, about love and hate.
He pulls it in.
He's doing his Quentin Tarantino world, which I personally think is and does belong on film.
Mm.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything outside of film. The music, the manipulation of the screenplay. So I can't connect the dots. It's hard for me to... It really is hard for me to connect the dots.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, no-fly list because of terrorist connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Well, they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them. That's
do
all.
You really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people that are dead set on taking your way of life away from you. I think you think you can control that.
No.
And there's only one thing you can do with that, and that's say, no, dude, that's not going to happen. Okay. That's just not going
to
happen.
Great to speak with you, man.
Good talking with you.
Okay. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, that was Kurt Russell. And that was actually an unbelievable clip on a number of different levels. Your thoughts on that?
That was absolutely fantastic. You know, Kurt Russell has just gone up a number of rungs on the ladder in my head now. In my mind, the favorite actors, Kurt Russell has just sidestepped a bunch of people on the way up. He was totally on point. He's a fantastic actor, but on this, as you know, as far as political opinion goes, he was absolutely on point. He nailed it. You've got somebody who wants to take away your way of life and your life, whichever they can do, they're going to take it from you. And Kurt Russell's attitude is, we're going to stop it. Now, the reporter, the guy kind of antagonizing him, you know, he had no grounds to stand on because Kurt Russell's right. Terrorists have been killing people with knives, with cars, with bombs, with planes, trains, automobiles, the whole nine yards. Whatever they can use, they're going to use as a weapon to restore chaos and evil.
No, you're absolutely correct. When we come back, and we got that out with Kurt Russell, I wanted you to hear that. You're probably going to read a lot about it. I wanted you to hear the tape, so now you've heard it. Yeah. Send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Tell me what you think about Kurt Russell. When we come back, we're going to talk about the guns that are flying off the shelves because of Obama. Don't go away.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, you need a new Crossbreed holster, by the way. That new Glock 43 I picked up today for my wife. I have two Crossbreed holsters for that. I have an appendix carry for it and have a super tuck for it. Actually, you know what? I have three for that. I have a third one, the outside the waistband for that. So, wonderful gun, wonderful holster. Plenty of belts, living the dream, baby. Hey, welcome back to the show. Make sure you head over to USCCA On Air. Simply activate your USCCA membership right now for your chance to win today's gun. Giving away a gun a day through the rest of the month. And a shot to win your own personal stockpile of ammo free for life. You heard me correctly. Free ammo for life. You have 7 hours, 39 minutes, and 52 seconds from right now to win this gun, a Sig Sauer 1911 Carry Scorpion. Now, George can tell us all about that gun, but the MSRP for you dopey liberals, that means manufacturer suggested retail price, is $1,149. You could get the check for that gun. All you have to do is visit USCCA On Air and activate your USCCA membership right now. Let's go back to George Hill. George, today I called it AWR Hawkins Day in honor of award-winning journalist AWR over there and my good friend at Breitbart News. He's just doing knockout dynamite stuff, and he, like many others, is writing about 100 million new gun sales since Obama took office. Absolutely. You work in a gun shop. Your finger is on the pulse. You're one of America's greatest experts on hardware. What's flying off the shelves and what's not? Are we running into trouble now getting our hands on some hardware?
You know, you mentioned one of the top sales items already. The one that your wife's carrying, the Glock 43. Those are hard to keep in stock. They're selling very well. Nipping at the heels of that one, right up there with it, probably even tied maybe, is the Smith & Wesson Shield. And right next to that is the Springfield XDS, just shy of those. So that's your trifecta for small compact single stack 9mm, which are pretty much dominating the market. Walther's got one, Ruger's got one, but those are the top picks. Those are what people are really going for, because with everything happening, more and more people are getting concerned with concealed carry. They're taking classes. The other things that are flying off the shelf are, we've got the classic revolvers are still selling very well.
Are they? The revolvers are selling hot right now instead of the semi-autos. That shocked me a little bit.
Yeah, we sold one today. They're doing really well. This little Smith & Wesson J-frames, the Ruger SP-101s, the Bodyguards, and the LCR revolvers. Those are all
doing so everything well. That you've named is a classic concealed carry gun. So
yes.
A rhetorical question, but I have to ask it. Clearly, that's what people are concerned with in today's day and age. Is concealed carry, protecting and defending themselves when they're out in what might be considered, not might be considered, is considered in an age of terrorism under Obama, who refuses to call it what it is and wants to strip us of our constitutional rights instead of letting terrorists know that we are well-armed because he is un-American. Now, see, I can really go in a different direction here. But because of that, that's why we're seeing the snub-nosed revolvers and why we're seeing the LCRs and some of the really nice single stacks and the Glock 43s and the shields and everything else, right?
Right. Now, moving after that, we're down into like number six is, what's really hot. Believe it or not, they're not AR-15s, but AR-15 lower receivers. People are buying those lower receivers so that, because you can buy them cheap. You can get a lower receiver for, like $50.
Right.
And once you have it, that's your gun. And you can then build an AR-15 of any configuration you want down the road. Because if they're going to ban anything, they're going to ban, those new, the new AR-15s. They might ban, the lower receivers for the AR. But you can get them cheap. You can keep a couple, in your safe. And then later down the road, after they ban everything else, you'll still be able to buy parts for them, and you'll still be able to finish and have another AR-15 in your inventory. So lower receivers are hot. I recommend going ahead, pick one up. Pick two of them up because they're small, they're lightweight, they're going to store easy. And down the road, if you don't use them, they're going to become good fodder for barter, trade, or, to build that rifle you want.
All right, I want to point out, too, that I don't want to play into a lot of fear here. The AR-15s are not banned. Let me put it this way. Institutional gun control at the federal level for the time being is done. It's finished. It isn't going to go anywhere. I just want to point that out. You have a lot of people out there, and I don't want to feed into the panic, George, but that's why ammo flies off the shelves. People go, oh, my gosh, they're not going to ban ammo. The Second Amendment exists, and I want to make it very clear. We are winning this war. That's why they're hysterical. That's why you're hearing this spaghetti agenda splattering against the wall with all the dopes calling for confiscation and everything else, because they know. And as we talked about with A.W.R. Hawkins, they are desperate. And desperate people do desperate things. Never forget that. So I want to point that out. Let me go back to the AR, George. I've got a safe full of them. You know that. And I've got a new one coming here any day, a custom-built one. You selling a lot of them, though? I mean, are they moving off the shelves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's number seven is going to be your completed AR-15s. The top brands, the Smith & Wesson M&P 15s. SN-15s are very good, taken over from Colt. And, of course, Daniel Defense is another very popular one. So those three brands are hugely popular right now, and they're excellent. I couldn't pick one over the other out of all those. But, I lean Daniel, I lean FN. I've actually been to the FN factory. Those guys are making some great stuff down there. So my next AR-15, if I'm going to buy a complete one, is probably going to be an SN-15 DMR.
What are we seeing price-wise right now? Are we seeing any gouging?
No, because the market's still good, so this is still a great time to buy, because even though there is some concerns, Obama says he's got to do something about guns. People are concerned about that, so they're going ahead and making those purchases. But the prices are still low, so you can still grab a premium gun at a normal price without paying any inflation. But look up the FN-15 DMR rifle. That's going to be my next AR purchase, and you can give some feedback to Mark if you think that's a good one or not.
AAR Mark or Mark at armedamericanradio.org. What kind of price are we looking at on that FN?
On that one, you're looking up at about $1,700. But you can get really great Air 15, still down in the $800 range with the M&P 15s, depending on what version you get. But anywhere between, you know, $800 to $1,800 is where the top ARs are, that are selling are at. So it's a very wide range. What's also coming real popular, of course, the tactical shotgun, the defensive shotgun, the 18- to 20-inch barreled defensive smooth bores in 12 gauge and in 20 gauge, but 12 gauge still dominates. Hugely popular. These are great Christmas gifts, by the way. If you're thinking about buying a Christmas gift for somebody, anything that I've talked about so far this half hour, great gifts.
And it's legal to do. It's legal to buy a Christmas gift gun for the loved one in your life. Don't pay attention to the lunatic Hollywood reporters and all the goofy, dopey liberal, and all the headline surfers and your dopey liberal neighbors who think with their emotions and can't connect the dots, okay? Yep. It's legal to do. Millions of you are doing so. Buy a gun for Christmas. Buy yourself one or two for Christmas, for crying out loud. We'd love to have you in our ranks. George, we've got 1 minute.
Well, hey, I'm going to go get a Christmas Kurt Russell movie and my pop some popcorn, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the evening. But anybody out there that wants to learn more about guns, shoot Mark a message, and we can have a conversation about that. Go to Mark's Facebook page, Armed American Radio on Facebook.
Facebook at Armed America, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. George, the Mad Ogre Hill. You can read everything George writes about at MadOgre.com, MadOgre.com. Thank you, George, for being here. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Walters. We've been filling your prescription for freedom today with award-winning journalist A.W.R. Hawkins and George the Mad Ogre Hill. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow. Do it all over again.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.